With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. When's the best time of the year to sell your house? Hint, you might want to do it fairly soon. More on that in a moment. First, here are some money headlines. The Wall Street Journal says Walt Disney took a haircut on the sale of its 22 regional sports networks to Sinclair Broadcast Group, while Sinclair made out much better in the deal. Disney was required to sell the networks as part of its takeover of 21st Century Fox. Analysts believe that together the channels account for an estimated $20 billion value of the $71.3 billion Fox-Disney deal. But it was expected that Disney would struggle to get that price in a sale because it had difficulty finding buyers. That turned out to be true. The deal that Disney struck with Sinclair values the group at only around $10 billion, according to the Journal's reporting. That's partly because the Yankees decided to buy back the YES Network from the group separately, removing the crown jewel. Ginnie Mae is taking steps to curb repeated mortgage refinancings that it says are hurting both borrowers and investors. The government-backed firm, which promotes home ownership by guaranteeing government mortgage bonds, is considering barring some loans backed by the Department of Veterans Affairs from inclusion in its flagship bonds. Ginnie Mae's proposal is aimed at stopping so-called churning, a practice in which lenders push borrowers to refinance their home loans over and over in a bid to boost fees to the lenders. Ginnie Mae has made churning a priority in recent years. It started taking action against individual lenders last year when their activity suggested they were pushing refis on borrowers even when the borrowers wouldn't benefit from it. Ginnie Mae's backing of government mortgage bonds gives investors certainty that they'll be paid, which in turn allows lenders to make mortgages at lower rates, often to first-time home buyers and veterans. Still ahead, J.R. Whelan talks with Adam Data Solutions' Todd Tita on the best dates to sell your house.
Selling a house is a long and sometimes frustrating process, but what if you knew of sweet spots on the calendar when home sellers could register a 10% premium? Adam Data Solutions has run those numbers, and several of those days are coming up in May and June. And Adam Chief Product Officer Todd Tita is on the line with us with the info. So Todd, the nearest date to the day of us recording this segment is May 24th, where sellers can get an advantage. Many dates are in the spring and summer. And why is that?
That's simply because that's the time when homes traditionally have sold. It's a vacation time. It's a time when kids aren't in school anymore. Weather's improved. You know, the Super Bowl is no longer in play in another sports season. So it's really when people start looking for their homes is the early part of spring and into the summer. And that's when the homes start selling, is in the May-June timeframe.
So they want to sell those homes, and there are buyers there as well, and it seems like the buyers are a little bit less of an appetite to negotiate if the sellers can score a 10% premium.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So there's that dynamic of sellers holding, you know, less cards in the other parts of the year and having more cards because there's more buyers in the market at that time, and so the homes simply sell for more.
And just to spell out the key dates on the calendar, according to your study, they're May 24th and 31st, and then June 20th, 21st, and 28th, and then February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, pops up there as well. I didn't expect that.
That's right. And you think about my comment about the Super Bowl, that's also when homes actually start selling, you know, post-winter, post-bigs. You know, winter storms in the December timeframe, and then they close in that February timeframe. So we did see a little spike there. Not typical, I would tell you. We wouldn't have expected that because the summer months tend to be stronger. But yeah, absolutely saw that in the data.
It's interesting that your data is the result of studying home and condo sales from 2011 to 2018. The housing sector went through some rocky times during that time span, and yet the data is consistent.
That's right. So behavior didn't necessarily change. There were just less sales in the early part of this period. So say 2011 to 2013, there were less sales. But from 14 to now, the market has grown and continued to roar. But the trend is largely the same across the full period.
And just to move the spotlight away from the calendar for a moment, a seller's premium seems like it can really come in handy. Your own research shows that the tax burden on homeowners is only going higher.
That's right. We saw the average property tax go up from $3,500 up to $3,500 in 2018. That was about a 3% increase against 2017. So yes, costs on property taxes are going up, energy costs are going up, et cetera. So the homeowner cost structure is just simply more expensive than it's been in the past.
So Todd, looking at the calendar again, when you consider the fact that spring and summer are the sweet spots on the calendar for the most part in terms of sellers getting a strong premium, the lesson here is really for sellers not to be afraid to aggressively price their homes.
That's right. We have a perspective that this year home prices are going to go up anywhere from 2 to 3% on a national basis. So we're not seeing any heavy distress in the market that would concern us from a home price standpoint. So the net result of that is home sellers should be comfortable pricing their homes at market at a minimum, if not above, slightly above, and then negotiate, you know, within reason for their particular situation.
All right. So spring and summer, the sweet spots to sell your home. That's Adam Data Solutions' Todd Tita on the line with us. Todd, thanks for coming on the show and going over the data with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, JR, for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.